Hello and welcome to the Language of the Business. This is Matthew Harrison. It's my pleasure to be your host of these four audio series where we dive into the language that professionals, network marketers use to grow huge organizations inside of this amazing profession. And you're here getting ready to take this journey with us. And so I'm excited to be your guide to help you learn the language, not just the language, but how to use it and how to be more effective in your network marketing business. And I'll first off want to congratulate you. Not only did you get this course, but you're also going through the information. And it's amazing to me how many people actually will get excited about some information, some training, sign up for that information or that training, maybe even it's an event, and they show up. But you know what? They don't do the next step. A lot of times they don't even show up. They'll buy something and not even go through the training. All right. I don't know if you've ever done that before. I definitely have, so I'm not pointing any fingers. But I do know that the information that I buy won't help me unless I use it. That the training that I attend or the training that I get won't help me unless I use that information. I can point to so many different instances in my life and that's been true. And I'm sure you can as well. And so here you are right now. You showed up. You got this course. You're ready, you're eager, you're excited to learn how to communicate about your network marketing opportunity with other people like a professional. And can I tell you this? That alone is exciting. But what's even more exciting is being able to really have posture, to really know what you're going to say, to find the most effective ways to communicate with people. And when you think about how important that is to your business, it's almost everything that we do because we help do two things for our network marketing companies and network marketing businesses. We help people start up as customers and distributors. Basically, that's it, right? If you can communicate with someone effectively about your product, if you can communicate with someone effectively about your business, you are going to be able to run circles around the rest of the industry. And quite frankly, most people in this industry don't know the power and the significance of words. The top 3% of earners, they do. They absolutely understand the impact that the correct language can make in their business and in their fortunes. But the rest of the industry is trying different aspects, trying this and that, just confused, running around like really like a dog chasing his tail, if you can imagine that, because they're confused. And once you can take the confusion out of actually building this business, you realize it's really simple. Help someone to get started as a customer. Help someone start their own business and get started as a distributor, right? That's what we get paid for in this industry. And so a lot of times the question comes up, what do I say to people? What do I say? You know, we innately understand that words matter. You know, the person that says, oh, just get excited. Just call everybody you know. It doesn't matter what you say to them. That's not true at all. First off, that's treating the business like it's a lottery ticket. That if you just pass the ticket around to a bunch of people, maybe someone will decide to actually get that, take that ticket from you, right? That's how a lot of people approach this business. Most people approach it like amateurs, like it's just a get-rich-quick thing. Maybe this will work. They got a lot of hope for it, but they don't look at it as an actual business. Those folks find themselves sitting on the side of the road, thinking they're on the path to their dreams when they really are not. To really reap the rewards of this incredible business model of network marketing, you have to develop a professional skill set. And when you look at the fact that most of the work that we're doing in terms of building an organization, leading an organization, is communicating with other people, and you realize that wars have been fought over words, relationships have been created or destroyed because of words. Maybe you've seen the same thing in your life as well on a personal level. How powerful are words in your life? Maybe someone you care when they talk to you in a certain way and that makes you feel good, doesn't it? Or when they don't talk to you in a certain way that's positive to you and you get angry about it. Words matter. So to just tell people to go off there and get excited about their opportunity, don't worry about what to say, that's really naive. And quite frankly, it's going to hold back so many great leaders that could emerge into our industry because of not equipping them the right way. That was the advice I was given when I first got started. I mean, there was no cookie cutter system. There weren't all these kinds of scripts. I didn't have a really great role model to follow. Someone just said, get excited. So I got excited and I kept writing and rewriting my list. I didn't know what to say to those people. So I was scared to pick up the phone. It felt like it weighed 1,000,000 pounds. I don't know if you've ever felt that way. You know, looking back on that experience, I can laugh about it, but really it was painful. And I know a lot of you listening to this right now, maybe you're frustrated right now in your business too. You're wondering what's the next step. Maybe you're brand new, or maybe you've been around for a while and you're trying to refine your skill sets. You know what, this thing called fear that holds so much of us back, so much of the opportunity that we really have, we never fully enjoy it because we're scared. We're scared of what people are going to think. We're scared of not knowing what to say, and so we're going to look foolish if we mess up. That's definitely how I felt. I don't know if you felt the same way, but it's really, really an interesting area when it comes down to talking about the language of the business. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on in this four-part audio series. This is the first session, all right? And I'm just going to run through the scenarios of what we're going to be talking about over these sessions. And I want you to really put this in perspective first, is that as we go on this journey together, I want you to focus on mastering the information. I already planted the seed about how professionals really, or being a professional is really where you want to be. And I started as an amateur in business, and I've become a professional network marketer now. And it's interesting, the results that you get as a professional, you can't even compare them to that of an amateur. I mean, the lifestyle that you have, the freedom, the income, the importance, the impact that you get to make, being able to travel around the world, it's just an amazing, amazing experience. But it wasn't like that in the beginning. When I got started in network marketing, it was out of frustration. I had followed a pursuit a path that was given to me by my parents and their parents and all that, as this is the road to success, which is go to school, get good grades, get a good job. And I'd been around network marketing while I was in high school and in college, but I never took it as a very, very serious skill set. It was always an opportunity, and it was always like kind of cool and looked nice if you could introduce a few people, next thing you know, you're rich, right? So I toyed around with it, thinking I was serious, but I was really seriously toying around with it more than anything. I was the person sitting in the stands of a big game, watching other people and watching the people on the field play the game and really win at it, and sitting in the stands, and because I was scared of what people would think, because of all this kinds of stuff, I would never really got in the game. Never did until I graduated from college. My first job, the company went out of business during the time of the recession, and I found myself in a place I never, ever expected. I'd pretty much given up that I was going to make any money in network marketing after I graduated from school. So I'm thinking, let me go off into the corporate America and let me make it that way. And then when that journey came to a screeching halt and I had to move in with my uncle in a spare bedroom, I had to get very serious, very quick about what I was going to do next. I really was frustrated, but I realized that the blowing of the wind blows on all of us. It's really the set of our sail that determines our destination. That's what Jim Rohn said. I was listening to a lot of Jim Rohn and a lot of other people, even though I wasn't actually actively in network marketing. I still had a lot of the personal development concepts that I'd been introduced to the first time. So now I said, you know what? I need to make something happen. And so I looked for people in network marketing that had the results that I wanted. And I became a student of the industry. And it would be great to say that my first year I made incredible income, but I had a lot to learn, My first year I only made $11,000, which honestly is not that bad when you really think about it. It's actually about $1,000 a month. The second year was over $35,000 or so. Third year we got to over $30,000 a month. Absolutely changed our life completely. My wife and I now live a lifestyle that we never ever imagined would be possible, and absolutely wake up every day excited for what that day has to hold. We're in a place now where we don't say goodbye to each other in the morning to go to jobs, right? We work really, really hard in our businesses, but network marketing gave us a shot when other industries and traditional jobs didn't. So we're really grateful for this and excited to be able to share with you the information that we've learned and been mastering for years now on our journey as network marketing professionals. And I'm saying that humbly because we're still on the journey. If you ever think that you've arrived in your business, that you've figured something out, you are really limiting your full potential. Imagine if Michael Jordan had decided once he won the NBA championship with the Bulls that, oh, he'd arrived. Imagine if he'd stopped there. He said, I'm going to go on and see how many more I can win, right? And went on and became probably the greatest basketball player in the history of the game, and now is a billionaire. According to Forbes, this came out recently. So here's what I've learned, that in order to really create dramatic success, and I'm not talking about just a few little results, because I have the feeling that you're here expecting great results, right? That's what you're here for. You don't want just slight little tweaks here and there. You want to see great results in your business, and that's what we all get excited about seeing. But in order to get great results, we've got to stay hungry. stay humble, stay coachable, and stay out in the trenches working on our craft, working on our businesses. And that's why you're here now. You're on this path to mastery. And if you're not, let me be the person that encourages you to commit to mastering this business. Who knows what the highest income earner in this industry could be earning in 5 years? I know we've got people that have reached over $1 million a month inside of network marketing, but network marketing is just now starting to come of age. Where will we be in 5, 10, 15, 20 years as the economy continues to go through its ups and downs? As it's a different world now than it was before the recession. It really, really is. And you've got a whole new generation of millennials coming onto the workforce trying to find jobs, like myself, finding that it's not that comfortable to come back into the workforce with $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 plus in student loans. And so they were looking for options right now. There's never been a better time to be in network marketing than right now. And there's never been a better time to be a professional network marketer. That's what this course is about. The language that professional network marketers use, the most powerful language that you can use in your business. So for me, what made the big difference between $11,000 one year to suddenly finding myself earning that in a week in my business? What changed? Skills changed. You know, a lot of times we talk about your belief. You need to improve your belief in your business. And I'll be talking about that through this course for sure, because it is the foundation of success. You only ever achieve the results that you believe are possible for yourself, because you only put in the effort that's dictated by the level of your belief. I'll say that again. You only achieve what you believe is possible. Most of the time, so many of us are just not putting in the effort and the kind of intensity it takes to really have the success in our business, because we don't fully believe that it's possible. But you know what's funny? I think a lot of trainers actually do people a lot of disservice by just telling them, oh, just go think positive. Just go change your attitude. Just all those kinds of things. And those are important pieces of the puzzle. But just because I could change my attitude and get excited about my opportunity, it doesn't tell me what to do next. Now, how do I talk to somebody? How do I overcome objections? How do I follow up with them? How do I close? How does this whole recruiting game work? How does this work? So I have a great attitude, but I'm nowhere further along than I was before I changed my attitude. Does that make sense? So the best way that we can help you not only increase your attitude, but also your belief, is by increasing your skill sets. So that's what I did. I had belief that I could make it happen in the business, and I believed enough to go out there and try and find the skills. But the belief alone did not change my business. Building my skill sets changed the business. Mastering the language that I'm going to be sharing with you in every of these four audio, four audio MP3s, or however, if you want to put on a CD, you could do that. But my point is this, is that we've got to start right now with where you are to get you from here to where it is you want to go. We've got to develop your skill sets. And you might have heard that thing about, you know, your mindset is so important. You got to change your mindset. I firmly believe that skill sets, especially when it comes to network marketing, is part of your mindset. It's a fundamental part of your mindset. No matter how positive you may be as a thinker and as a leader, if you don't have the skills to get other people to follow you, you haven't fully maximized your mindset. And so that's why we're going to focus more on this audio, more than any other program we've put together, on this audio on the skills of being a professional network marketer, the language that professional network marketers need to use in their business, all right? So I want you to focus on mastering them. Every single one of these audios has an assignment as part of the program for you to be able to follow along. More information is not going to solve your problem. More information that informs your action is going to solve the problems that you have in life. And so I don't want you to just take in all this information, get fired up, get excited, and then sit back and go back to your regular routine. If your life doesn't change, if what you do in your business doesn't change as a result of going through this audio, then we haven't really made a whole lot of progress here. Power is not knowledge. Knowledge is not power. It's the application of that knowledge that makes all the difference in your life and in your business. So I want you to commit to mastery. And in the book, The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, really quickly, he talks about, well, in the book, not really quickly, what I'm going to talk about here is really quickly about what he talked about. He talks about the concept of outliers, people that have achieved extraordinary success in their area or their profession or whatnot. And he doesn't talk about network marketing specifically, but everything he talks about in this book is completely applicable to what we do. Because it's the concept of, if you want to become outstanding in any area in life, you have to commit first off to mastery. mastery. That's a very, very different concept than most of us were taught. We were taught to go to school, get good grades, get a good job. Notice the word good. Go to school, get a good get good grades, get a good job. It was almost a tongue twister, couldn't get that out there. But the word is good. I really, really have come to understand that the complete enemy of great is the word good. If all we're looking for is just doing something good enough just so we can get by, that's what the masses are doing. They're just trying to get by. They're just trying to keep ahead, just a few steps ahead. Mastery doesn't say, let me do good. Mastery says world class. Like, I know this space better than anybody else. I am going to dominate this place where I am right now. I'm going to prosper where I've been planted in a way that everyone else around me looks at and says, that's the ideal. When they think of something, they think of me. That's mastery. When you think of golf, think of Tiger Woods. When you think of a president or a leader or something like that, you maybe think of Nelson Mandela or Gandhi. That's what we're talking about on the level of mastery. So I want to expand your mindset in terms of what's possible. I really believe that our business model is so powerful and life transformational, except that we as humans, when we come into it with a business with no limits, we take our own limits into that business and then we get upset. Oh, this business doesn't work. When we didn't put in our full and highest effort, when we do that and we focus on mastery with what we have in our hands with network marketing, it's pretty amazing what we can accomplish and the impact that we can make in the world. Wouldn't you agree? So commit to mastery. Put the time in. Put the time in on mastering this craft. Learn the words. Learn the words of a professional to give you that posture. How much easier was it for me to, after I practiced these words and made them like just as natural as possible for me, was it to get on the phone with a prospect? I didn't think about the conversation because I'd practiced it so many times before I got on the phone. Didn't think about the presentation because I'd practiced it so many times. And it was actually funny how I even realized on my own journey how this actually make a difference in my life. See, when I lost my job, I got discovered on YouTube because I was a musician through high school and college. And I got discovered by this producer on YouTube to go sing in Europe, all right? And he sent me a plane ticket, and I went to Europe. It was a lifelong dream of mine to be able to sing. Went there several times, toured all throughout Europe, singing in front of thousands and thousands of people every single night. Now, I'm not telling you that to say, oh, look at me, look what I got to do. More so importantly, here's what I wanted to share with you. In that experience, that was my first experience as a professional singer. We were getting paid every single day. And you know what we were getting paid for? We were getting paid for our performance. So if I got up on that stage and I didn't know the words or I didn't know the song that I was supposed to be performing, I mean, how bad would that have been, right? No, it wouldn't have been a good thing at all. So what was interesting is I'd sing the same song or it'd be part of the same song, the same shows pretty much every single night in different cities all throughout Europe with different audiences. Sometimes people would come and see us many times over and over and over because they love the show so much. But they loved the fact that it was the same thing. When I got into network marketing, I started to hang around the top networkers around, and I started to introduce them to different people that I wanted them to present the business to, I started to notice that they all did the same, well, each of them would do the same presentation the same way pretty much every single time. They all had different presentations, right, or a variant of each other's presentation, but they would do that presentation the same way almost every single time, at least the most effective ones. But when I looked at what I was doing, when I get on the phone call or anything like that, I would change my words. I didn't really have a really specific approach to how I was going to have that conversation. I didn't go into conversations with a plan. I didn't practice. Was just kind of winging it. Now, imagine if I had been on tour and I just got up on stage and just tried to wing it, right? Just try to wing it on this performance. I want to get paid as a professional musician, but I'm just going to wing my way through it. Now, there are some people, very, 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 very few people that have that obscene amount of talent that actually go up there and just try and wing it, right? And they can maybe get by. But I'll tell you right now, talent never wins over hard work and determination. You have to master it. The people that have gone out there and created amazing careers as musicians, they have mastered their craft. They've mastered the songs that they sing. And when I started to notice the top networkers all said pretty much the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, I got really, really excited. I got really excited because I understood just as a singer, or maybe you, even if you're not a singer, you probably have a favorite song that comes on the radio and you know all the words to. Doesn't matter if the song starts in the middle or at the end or the beginning. You know all the words, you know the beat, you know everything. You know how it makes you feel. You're excited about that song. You don't have to think about that. And here's how simple network marketing is. you're only going to have a few different conversations with people. But the thing that they don't tell you is you're going to have those same conversations over and 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 over tens upon hundreds of thousands of times if you really ascribe to being a top networker. You're going to have the same conversation over and over and over again. But the difference is that the person on the other end of that conversation will be a different person. That's it. How amazing is that? Once I realized that, I'm like, man, I know how this conversation is going to go. If I say this, they'll say this. If they say this, I say this. Very simple. It was actually easier for me to learn the words of the network marketing professional than it was for me to learn an entire set for when I was on tour. And think about that. If you can learn the words to any song, doesn't matter if you can sing or not. That's not what I'm talking about. If you could just learn the words, or maybe you as a child, maybe you can relate to this. When I was a child, my parents would read to me. I couldn't read myself, but they'd read to me. And I'd follow along with the pictures, and there were words in each page. After a while, I had heard the story so many times that I could read to myself, even though I wasn't actually reading the words. I would just repeat what I heard my parents say to me. See, spaced repetition is the mother of all learning, and we as humans, that's one of the ways that we learn. And so very few people understand that when they get into network marketing, that it comes down to just practicing some specific phrases over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, just like you would your favorite song or just like you would anything that you do in life. Put that same kind of focus that you would onto something you're great at right now into mastering the language. And what you'll find is that your energy level will be so much higher when you talk to people. You'll come across so much more natural because you've practiced it. The audience that you're going to be talking to or is going to change. You're going to have the same conversation with just different people. But now you walk into that conversation with more confidence, don't you? Because you know the different ways the conversation can go and you're in control of that conversation. The person that walks into the room with the highest level of conviction and preparation will influence that room. So why would you not give yourself the same shot, the same ability in your network marketing business to get on a conference call, to get on a sit down a one-on-one with someone, to get on a webinar, to meet with someone and have them come out to your event where you're presenting or whatever the case may be. The whole process of doing the business is actually less words than your favorite song. There's less words than your favorite song. I guarantee you that. By the time we're done with this, it'll absolutely blow your mind and you'll sit back and say, wow, that's all there is to it. I could really go out there and crush it. And when you do, please let me know. I'd love to celebrate your success. But again, the reason why more people aren't having that outstanding success is they haven't committed to excellence. They haven't committed to mastery. You could still go through this entire program, learn all the scripts, learn the words, learn the psychology, learn the way that we really communicate, which is not just what we say, it's how we say it. You could learn all that stuff, not do it, and then not get the results that you thought you wanted as a result of that, right? Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense, but that's what a lot of people do. They just go through a creating course, they don't apply it. So I want you to commit to mastery. I've spent a lot of time talking about that on the front end because after that, I'm not going to be spending a whole lot of time about the philosophies of this. We're going to get straight into the nitty-gritty of what to say, how to say it. But if you don't have the right philosophy of practicing and moving through on this journey of mastery, it won't stick and it won't really become as dynamic as it could be in your business. So can we commit to mastery together? Can we focus on becoming the best that we possibly can? And since we realize that we're going to be talking about our products and opportunity to other people for the rest of our career, we might as well figure out how to do it well. Let's do it now. And so that's why you're here for the Language of the Business training, okay? So let's talk really quick about how the course is organized so you know what to expect. And then we're going to dive into our first lesson as part of Audio 1. First off, we separated this audio into four different segments. The first is actually going to be talking about the invitation process, all right? And I'll be diving more into that. Second is how to effectively follow up with somebody. You've probably heard that the fortune is in the follow-up, but I don't know if too many people have actually taught how to really do that follow-up effectively. Certainly, you just learn, it's just tradecraft. I learned this from just watching people that were masters of it. That's how I learned. When I was just trying to listen to my friends who were broke in the business, how they were doing it, I was broke. But when I got around people that actually made millions and millions of dollars, I started to make an amazing income because I just simply copied what they had done. It makes a difference to do it the right way. We're also going to be talking about, obviously, following up, but going beyond that, coming down to overcoming objections. We're going to be talking about the most common objections that you're going to hear, so you're prepared for that, and how to overcome those objections powerfully with posture and with eloquence, and in a way that's comfortable for you and for your prospect. Very, 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 very powerful sequence. And we don't even end there. We get all the way through the closing process, how to close someone, the objections that might come up in the process of closing someone, mistakes that you don't want to do, how to actually enroll someone, the best practices, what to say, how to move them through that process, guys. So we have a lot of material to cover, and I definitely am excited to be able to do that with you. So let's dive into for today's lesson on our segment on the invitation process of being able to master the invitation process. And I'm going to share with you kind of what the difference is, first off, between the way that an amateur recruits and the way that a professional recruits, before we get into the language. Here's what's so funny to me. I get messages all day from people all around the world on Facebook or by email. It doesn't matter. And, you know, some of them are just, you know, I read all of them. But some of them always kind of just make me smile and make me laugh, right? Just because they're funny, they're silly. And one of these was pretty funny and pretty silly. But the person who wrote this message to me probably was very serious. She wrote me and asked, bottom line was she was frustrated with the people who were not joining her opportunity. And she wrote me a message on Facebook and said, how do I force people to join me? And I sat back and laughed for a second. And then I started to think for a minute. And I realized that most people really think are desperate at this point in their business, that they think that that's what it's going to take to get people to join them. They see people with these massive organizations, with these big teams in this business, and they see the success that they've had. And they're like, how come that's not happening for me? It just seems so, they see their business, it makes so total sense. Why are people not joining me? Maybe I need to force them to do it, right? Now, I say it kind of tongue in cheek, but truth is, for most people in this industry, they're struggling because there's really, first off, three levels in our industry. First off is level one. This is where most network marketers find themselves. This is the level of the grinder. The person who's just chasing people around, kind of going through the motions, trying to build a business, doesn't have a very specific plan of attack, or if they do, they keep changing their plan of attack, their approach. They're hoping that the business works for them. And ladies and gentlemen, hope's not a strategy, right? But at the same time, many of us got started as level ones. I definitely got started as a level one. No influence, no success story. I had no car. I had no bank account. I had nothing. I had no savings. I mean, I was broke, living off my uncle's spare bedroom. Nothing. No backup plan. Network marketing became my plan. It did. And so the one thing for me was that I was blessed with was that I had to make it happen. I had to make it happen. So I had to learn how to become a professional quicker. Some of you listening to this right now, you haven't made that decision just yet that you must make this happen, even though circumstances are dictating it to you. You're looking at your situation right now and you're trying to break through. And maybe you find yourself as a level one, you know, and you're still learning these skills, but you have to break through. And that's why you're here. And so I hope that we can definitely help you move from level one to level two to level three. But level one is not necessarily a terrible place to be. It's just the first step for most people. Now, not everybody who comes in network marketing starts as a level one. All right. We'll talk why about that in a second. But it's important to understand this journey so you can look at where you are right now and really start to understand what you need to master in order to get to the next step. All right. So it's just like growing. It's just like anything. There are phases to it. And so right now, if you're the kind of person who's not making barely any money in your business, maybe you're struggling, confused, not sure what to say to people. And if you think that you're a leader, but your bank account doesn't say the other thing, you're level one, no matter what kind of recognition you've got in your business. All right. Or your company's giving you for showing up. Recognition is not paying the bills. All right. So level one is where most people are. Level two is there now another little elite class where it's not a very, very, very top of the totem pole, if you can call it that. But it's people who move beyond level one. They've developed the skills of prospecting, of following up, of overcoming objections, of closing. They've started to develop an organization where now they have an income coming in, maybe a couple $1,000s a month, maybe more. You know, they're not six-figure earners for sure at this point, but they've definitely created an income. Maybe they've got the company car. And their story of success now gives them credibility, which means then that credibility, by the way, actually goes a lot further sometimes than skills, because people want to see results. They want to see the results you've had, and results are the best presentation. So you'll find some people that are successful that just ground their way out, and they're level two network marketers. And you may look at them and don't think that they're that skilled, but because of who they are, who they become as well. They attract other people. Does that make sense? Level three is kind of like the holy grail. This is what we call influencers. This is definitely the minority inside of our profession, but it's definitely something to ascribe to. And you don't always find people who've moved from level one to level three, all right? You don't always find them that way. This used to drive me nuts when I first got in the industry. I'd hear these great success stories. A matter of fact, my company the other day, this story reminds me exactly of this. A gentleman walks into the company, first month makes over 20,000, enrolls like in his team over 1,500 people his first 30 days. And, you know, at least the thing I respect about this gentleman is he tells the truth. I've been in network marketing for 20 years. I was in a previous company. That company went out of business or was, you know, we weren't happy with where they were at. So we decided to make a transition. All right. Now, there are some people that don't tell that story, but there's even other people that don't come from network marketing, but they achieve these dramatic results right away. And I used to look at them and think, how is it that they're having that success? Because we're the same opportunity. Everything's different. Everything's the same. The difference is us. But what is it that's different about us? Why are they successful and I'm not, right? And I'd ask them, how did you have so much success? And this would drive me even crazier. Oh, I just follow the system. Like, I'm sitting there laugh. I'm like, wow, okay, what system is that? Oh, and they show me and I'm like, that's the same system I'm following. And now I get really upset. Like, why am I level one? You know, this is before I even really understand there's a difference, these levels of influence. But I would just be frustrated about it. And finally understood the real reason that people join people. The bottom line is, if whatever company you're in right now, whatever experience you're having right now, people are joining the network marketing industry in a massive, massive influx right now. If you focus on the people that are saying no, then you're probably going to ignore that fact completely. But right now, our industry is at a tipping point where it's getting ready to explode. It's an exciting, exciting, exciting time. And if you see someone come into your company that maybe was never in network marketing before, but comes in and just explodes the business, and you're like, how did that happen? They probably were already a level three leader before they got started in the business. What does that mean? It means that they already had influence. That's why we call level threes influencers. Because of who they were, the influence that they had over other people, and maybe even previous success in different endeavors. I know an attorney who came into network marketing. First network marketing opportunity, went off and broke all the records in his company, is now earning over $100,000 a month or something like that, something crazy. And people look at him and like, how did that happen? Well, he was already a person of influence. And so when you look at this scenario, level one, level two, level three, and you realize that you can actually grow through these levels, it's incredibly exciting, regardless of where you start. And the way that you move through these levels of developing influence so that you're a person that other people are attracted to working with is by developing your skills. So for level one, level two, and level three, one of the most fundamental parts of the business is the language that we use, all right? And there's only four different areas that we really have to master when it comes to talking in terms of prospects. That is the whole invitation process, which we're going to focus on in this segment. There's the follow-up sequence, how that works. There's then overcoming objections, and then closing. Those four areas. So there are people that can maybe really good at inviting people, but they don't follow up and they don't close. They're not going to have success. We have to master all four of them. Does that make sense? And so that's why this first segment is really focusing on the invitation process. But I want you to think about what level you are right now in your business. If you're level one, level two, level three, first off, be excited about realizing where you are. Most people have a grand idea of where they want to go, but they don't really know where they are right now in relation to where it is that they want to go. And when you think about it in these three paradigms, so okay, I'm a level one. That means that I need to go off and master prospecting. I need to master the invitation process. I need to master being able to follow up with people, overcoming objections, and then closing. Same thing for level two. Level three, someone's looking to go to level three has to master the same parts, but also that's where leadership as well starts to step in. But you never become a great leader if you have no one following you. You've got to be a great recruiter first, right? And that's where, regardless if you're level one, level two, level three listening to this, refining your actual language and communication skills for enrolling new people in your business is paramount to your success. So let's talk about the invitation process. Now that we've really built up a great backdrop to this conversation, let's talk about the invitation process. Now, first off, there's a key components of that phrase, invitation process. When we say invitation, we think a lot of times of, okay, I'm going to invite someone to something, right? I'm going to invite someone to something. And I really chose that word because that's exactly what it is. When you look at the recruiting process, it's a process as well. But it's not like you call somebody and just because you're so amazing, they sign up on the first conversation. That's what I thought. And then I realized that I was gravely mistaken. Did you know that the average person makes a buying decision 3 to 7 times after seeing the information about that product, service, or opportunity, or whatever? So it's a process, and you want to continually move people through the process. And so we call it an exposure process, and it's all about inviting someone to the next step. So when you think about this process, I'm just inviting someone to take a look at some information. That's really how simple it is. A lot of times we can make it so much more complicated and try and make it like this big convoluted thing. No, you're just inviting someone. You know, when my wife first got into network marketing, I was struggling, really, really struggling. We were dating at the time, weren't even engaged, but I wanted her to know kind of what I was involved in because I saw the future for me there. Her career hadn't fallen apart just yet. Mine did. It already. Hers fell apart a couple months later. It was crazy when we first got started, guys. Man, it really, really was. But I'm thankful for those tough experiences because they made us who we are today. But she was in school, was also working, and was looking at what I was doing. And I said, hey, you know, my upline is going to be in your town. We were long distance dating. And I said, why don't you go check out this meeting he's doing? So she did. And you know what she did? She invited someone to go with her. She had no idea what it was about or how the business worked. She just innately understood, okay, I'm going to invite someone to go with. It's an event. I'm not going to go by myself. I'm going to invite other people. It's that simple. And we need to keep it that simple. And so do you when it comes down to really getting your mind around the language of the business. Remember, you are inviting someone to take a look at something. You're not calling them to sell them. You're not calling them to pitch them. You're not calling them to close them either. You're calling to invite them. And then we talk about the process, all right? So it's going to be a process that you move people through. Maybe one exposure. Maybe they see a presentation. Maybe then you do a follow-up, then you get on a 3-way call. Then maybe they come out to a live event or a home event or a private business reception or whatever you're calling them. Then maybe they come to a hotel meeting or maybe they get on a webinar. All the while, you're moving them through these different exposures, getting them closer and closer and closer to the fire, which is the energy and the excitement and the social proof of seeing other people involved in the business. Now, it may not take 7 different exposures to get one person enrolled, but I want you to think about it as a process so that you can guide people through this process. But if you don't know what the process is, you're going to struggle, all right? So the process creates the framework that we put the language around, and that comes down to using tools to move people through this. And we do the same thing with the mindset focused on sorting through people. We're not here to convince anybody. If you're trying to convince someone to get into this business, like my dear friend who messaged me saying, how do I force people to join me and made my day? Then you have the wrong approach to this. You'll never build a massive business. You just can't. You have to be in business with people that are excited to be there, that are excited about the opportunity, that are willing to do the work. All right. You're looking for people that are looking for more. We're not in the business of convincing anybody. And so this is not some kind of training that's going to teach you how to close 10 out of 10 when 8 out of 10 were not interested. Like, that's not what this is about. This is about giving you posture, skills, and also the presence and ability to move through the numbers that you're going to have to move through to find the people that you're looking for your business. It's a sorting process just as much as it's an invitation process. And really the best way to kind of relate this to you would be if we talk about oysters. I don't know if you know much about oysters. I know people eat them. I don't know how. I never tried them. Not interested at all. But hey, if you do, that's your thing. That's cool. But oysters have these things called pearls. Now, not every single oyster has a pearl inside. Apparently, what happens is that some salt gets into an oyster, and that actually starts to aggravate the oyster, and so it starts to create like a layer around that sand, not salt, but sand that gets into the oyster and that starts to aggravate it. So to protect itself, it starts to wrap a layer of membrane around that piece of sand. And then it actually hardens over time. And as it continues to do this, it actually turns it into a pearl. All right, quick scientific lesson for you there. Now, every single oyster does not have a pearl in it. But you don't find a pearl unless you look inside an oyster. So let's say we were in the oyster business and we knew that maybe out of every 100 oysters that we find, we'd maybe find 20 pearls. So if we got a box full of oysters and our whole job was just to sort through the oysters and just find the pearls and pick those out, what would we do if the first oyster we opened up, lo and behold, it doesn't have a pearl? My goodness, what an absolute shock, right? Well, we know that most of the oysters don't. But now, here's what a network marketer who has not been trained and has a wrong approach, who thinks this is a get-rich-quick, if they put them in that scenario and make them think that they're recruiting, they'd get frustrated. How upset would they get? Oh my goodness, this thing doesn't work. No, there's no pearls in these oysters. This is a scam. This is one of those pyramid things my friends told me about. My dad tried something years ago and still has the soap. You know, all that kind of negativity, right? But that's crazy. But yet we do the same thing in our network marketing business, don't we? When we pick up a list of people, we start making some phone calls, and the first person says no, or says they're not interested, or whatever. It's a sorting process. The same way that you have 100, I don't even know if those numbers are actual numbers, I'm just giving them as a reference point. But let's say out of 100 oysters, you find 20 oysters that have pearls. How bad did you do? You found some pearls. So what you need to focus on is finding the 20 that have pearls. Don't worry about the 80 that didn't, or don't try and turn the 80 that didn't have a pearl into something that does have a pearl. That's what so many of us do with prospects that are really not prospects. They're suspects. They're people we suspect might have good potential, might be a great person for our business, or is broke, or needs more income, or whatever, would be great, but they're not interested in it. And so what a lot of amateurs do is they spend a lot of time trying to turn an oyster without a pearl into an oyster with a pearl. They're trying to turn a suspect into an actual prospect who's interested in their business. That's not what this is about. That's going to slow you down. It's going to be painful. It's so much easier to run with one person who's running right with you than to try and carry 100 dead people on your back. Don't sign up for that. I've tried it. You don't want to do that. It will definitely disappoint you. But most people, unfortunately, go down that path thinking that they have to convince people and that they have to force people to do stuff like that. That's the way an amateur approaches the business. A professional realizes that this is a sorting process, and we do sort by just inviting people to take a look at the tools. But even just inviting people to look at the tools takes skills. If it was only just about giving someone a magazine or giving someone a tool, anybody could do that, right? Absolutely. But there still comes down to a level of personal contact, of personal communication through that whole process. And that's what we've built this whole course around, to show you what the words would be, all right? So now you understand that it's a sorting process, and the faster you can get through the no's, the faster you're going to find the yeses. And just because someone says no now, right, this is the interesting thing. This is something that's different between oysters and human beings on top of everything else. But in terms of our scenario, the big difference is that because someone says no now doesn't mean that they'll say no tomorrow. It doesn't mean that they'll say no next week. Now, an oyster that you find now that doesn't have a pearl, I don't know that they would have a pearl next week. I don't know how that stuff works. I'm just assuming that it wouldn't. It just makes sense that it wouldn't, but maybe I'm wrong. But either way, we're talking about human beings, so let's focus on that. With someone you talk to today, and if they say no, here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about an analog clock, all right? Think about Rolexes. I like Rolexes, all right? Rolexes, they don't make digital watches. They have analog clocks, all right? And with the hand sweep around the face of the watch. All right, now, at the top of the watch, you have 12 o'clock. Not just Rolexes, but I like Rolexes, so we'll talk about Rolexes. 12 o'clock at the top, 6 o'clock at the bottom, 3 o'clock on the right, 9 o'clock on the left. I believe I got that right. All right, I'm looking at my watch to make sure. Yeah, okay, 12 o'clock at the top, 6 o'clock at the bottom, 3 o'clock on the right, 9 o'clock at the left. All right, if you think about 12 o'clock being the place in someone's life where they are ready to take action, ready to join your business, ready to go crush it. They're looking for an opportunity. And 6 o'clock being the absolute opposite of that. Maybe they're in the middle of a divorce. Maybe they're going through life transition. Maybe they are on the way to the moon, right? They're an astronaut. They're not thinking about a business opportunity right now. Maybe they just got a raise, or maybe they're on vacation or whatever. The timing is off for them, all right? 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, they're still close to the 12. You can probably enroll people right around 3 and even at 9 o'clock. It's just that they might sign up and not take action. And you might even sign people up in your business that don't take action right away. And in a year, they find themselves at 12 o'clock. Something happened and they snap and they go to work. All right. That has happened so many times. So just because someone signs up and doesn't do anything, don't think about them as someone who's never capable of doing anything. That's not what it is. A lot of times this comes down to timing and that person not being ready to take action. And so when you understand that, it really informs your communication with that person. Same thing as when you're talking to a prospect. They say no today, they may be at 6 o'clock. Well, if you don't follow up with them in 3 weeks when they've lost their job, then they may be at 12 o'clock and you didn't know it because you didn't follow up with them. That's why fortunately the follow-up is so key. That's why we talk about that. So you want to continue to remember that even if someone says no, even if you don't find the pearl today, you can still find the pearl in that same person a week later, a month later, 6 weeks later, a year later. There's some people I've enrolled believe this or not, after years, one lady that I think the longest time it took me, the longest, because I've only been in marketing 4 years in terms of building, really building, all right? Took me 3 years to enroll her. 3 years of following up, building the relationship, building that comfort, and finally she decided that she was time to get started. So it can take a while, guys, but when it doesn't mean that that's not a good thing. If you continue to plant seeds, you'll continue to reap a harvest. So if you're just sitting around and just waiting for people to get to 12 o'clock instead of going off and finding people that are at 12 o'clock, guess what? You won't find anybody at 12 o'clock. You just won't. So, but that concept should help inform your process of recruiting and enrolling the people and understanding, first off, that it is an invitation process. You're moving people through multiple exposures typically, as well as that just because someone says no now doesn't mean no forever. They could not, they're maybe not at 12 o'clock, maybe not quite ready to get going. Okay, now before I really talk with you some more about the scripts and the power language that I've learned that from working with some incredible leaders and kind of taking the best of what they've learned from them and putting it all together, and that's really helped my business tremendously. Now, I'm going to talk with you about the who you're going to be talking to, you know, because some people say, I don't know anybody, and that's just arrogant, first off, because it's limiting, because if you say, I don't know anybody, it makes it sound like you could never meet anyone, so it's just like, it's stupid. Because yes, you can go off and meet someone outside. But in this business, all you're going to talk to is people you know, people you don't know. It's that simple. You're going to talk to people, first off, but people you know, people you don't know. Now, when it comes down to these two categories, there's really three different types of people within these categories in each one. The first person is someone that you look up to, all right? The person that you have respect for. You maybe admire them for something or whatever. They have influence on you because you look up to them. Or maybe they're on the same level as you, your best friend, maybe a classmate, maybe a coworker, or they have the same economic background, same religious status, or whatever the case may be, but you know what I'm talking about. You see eye to eye, all right? There's no one above the other. Now then, there's a third level too. There are people that look up to you, all right? And so these three different types of people on your list of contacts or in the group of people that you're going to come in contact with, all right? Some people may not know who you are, and they maybe look up to you, especially as you start to achieve success in network marketing, all right? So there's definitely a difference in the way that you communicate with these people based on the relationship, all right? And so I'm going to share with you the power language to use with people for your invitation process, regardless if there's someone you look up to, someone that's on your level, or someone that looks up to you, because that's very, very important to remember. It's not just what you say, it's also how you say it, and it's the context of that relationship. For example, one of the people that I know that I actually was able to enroll into my business when I first got started was a couple. They were TV celebrities. One was a football player, the other was I almost said the name of the TV show they're on, but it was a very, very, very famous TV show. They used to be clients of mine when I had my job before the job went out of business, and so I had the relationship with them. And so when I called them, I didn't call them or try and communicate with them as if I was calling my best friend that I'd just been hanging out with last week, because we didn't have that kind of relationship. And so fortunately, I didn't screw this up. So I realized I needed to talk with them a little bit differently than me. They were super successful. I honestly thought they would never be interested in the business. But I decided I was going to put aside my own preconceived notions, which I definitely recommend you do as well. The people that you look up to, you definitely want those people in your business. And they won't join your business unless you call them. And so here's how you want to talk to them. You want to come, you want to communicate from them with a standpoint based on the relationship. So I recognize that this couple was a little higher up than me. So I asked them for their opinion on the business project that I'm working on. And I let them know that I really value their expertise when it came to business. And I was just needing their opinion. I didn't say, look, join me in this thing. We're going to go get rich together, blah, 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 blah. They're already wealthy. I simply said, listen, I really look up to you guys. Do me a favor, would you? Could you take a look at something I'm really getting excited about? It could be a way for me to be able to kind of create the income that you guys have been able to generate. But I'd love your opinion on it to make sure that I'm going on the right path. And I've used that approach so many times. You can use that same approach with your contacts that you look up to, that you have respect for, that have influence over you. Because first off, you're appealing to their ego a little bit. Now, that's always a good thing. You always can appeal to someone's ego. But also, you're letting them know that their opinion matters to you. So you're not calling them and saying, hey, join this business. You're simply saying, hey, I'd love to get your opinion on a project that I'm working on that I'm really excited about. I see the success that you've had. I've wanted that for myself. I just wasn't sure how to get there. And I think I found something that might be able to help me get there. Could you look into this for me and let me know if it's something that you think would be good for me? And you know what happens? They look at the information and they might actually find this as an opportunity, not just for you, but for them as well. You know, the key thing though with talking to people that you look up to is the fear. So practice that a couple of times. And what I found out is that fear really comes down to being false evaluations appearing real. You know, what's the worst that can happen? They say, no, I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to help you. Okay. Well, there you go. Did that hurt? When I first got started, I thought it would hurt. But you got to remember that you can't take this business personal when someone talks to you about it. They're not rejecting you. They're just simply rejecting. They're letting you know where they are at right now in their life. They're not at a 12. They're maybe at a 6. So they're really not rejecting anything. They're constantly moving through this time sequence that we talked about. So you just have to follow up with them later on. Right now, they're just saying, I'm not at a 12. This no means not now. So in this scenario, when you talk to someone that you're looking up to, just simply call them and say, listen, and appeal to their ego, appeal to their success and say, listen, I love the success you've had. I know you're incredibly busy. There's another thing you want to definitely use as well. I know you're incredibly busy, but I've been looking at the success that you've had. I've wanted similar success to myself, and I've been looking for a way to really be able to create that for myself, looking for a business that could allow me to do that. I think I found it. I'm starting to get really excited about it, but I'd love for you to check it out and let me know what your honest opinion is, if it's something that you think I should do or not. And I'd really, really be appreciative of that in your time. So notice you're talking about their success. You're also talking about their time and their opinion, that it matters to you. I'm telling you, successful people, when you approach them like that, they a lot of times will want to help. They really, really will want to help. It's those of us that are unsuccessful that think, oh, I wouldn't take the time to help somebody else, right? We have this scarcity mentality. But when you find successful people, you realize, you know, wow, they're looking to expand. They're looking to help. They want to be significant. That's who they are. So that's a phenomenal, very, very, very powerful way to approach the people that you look up to. All right. So practice that. I'm going to give you an assignment at the end of this particular training episode for you to practice. But that's one of the languages to use. That's the main language to use, the people you look up to, the people that have influence on you. Now let's talk about the people that are on your level. You're a friend of yours from school, classmate, coworker, you know, cousin, family, whatever the case may be. Now there's two different approaches here. And this is going to be based on the relationship again that you have with that person. If it's someone who is now on your level but super close to you, I recommend using the indirect approach. All right, the reason being, if you're level one, if you haven't had success in business before, and maybe you've tried different opportunities before, the people that you talk to are going to judge the business based on you, based on the results that you've had, all right? And if you haven't had any results, it's pretty tough to kind of get them to pay attention to what it is. But if you take the spotlight off of you and focus on someone else's success or someone else in the picture of that conversation, you're using what we call the trust and respect triangle. Here's what this is. People that know you, they know you. They trust you, right? They also know that you probably still owe them some money from a couple months ago, or they remember you when you're a kid being silly. You maybe played pranks together in school or whatever. They're comfortable with you, so their respect level is not very high, all right? But the trust level is there. But you need both. So what you do is then you bring a third party into the conversation, someone that your contacts don't know as well, so they don't have the same kind of trust for them that they have for you, but they'll automatically have high respect for that person. Does that make sense? So when you come in with the trust that you have and then respect that your prospect, family member, cousin, brother, whatever, mother, parents, father, sister, whatever, is going to have for a stranger, you put those two together, it's very, very, very powerful psychologically for people. So here's the indirect approach for someone that's really close to you, that's on your level. This is what, these are the power words. I love these words. Here's what you want to say, and say it exactly like this. Say, listen, I just got off the phone with a top executive for a company that's going through a lot of growth right now. And he asked if I knew anyone who's looking to make a significant income this year. And I thought of you. I don't even know if you'd be open to the idea or not, but let me get you more information. If you like it, cool. If not, no big deal. Now, one thing I want to definitely point out, that I should have pointed out before we started giving the scripts, was you have to call somebody and raise the level of your energy higher than you normally would talk. Now, I'm talking pretty relaxed right now, and I'm going to actually run this again. I realize that. I'm going to do this again the way I would actually call somebody so that you can hear the difference. It's not just what you say. It's how you say it. It's the music that people are listening to when you talk, not just the words that you're saying. All right. That's one of the things. When you read something, a lot of times you can actually miss the full intent of the communication because you can't actually hear the person's tonality. You can't hear the excitement, the energy. You can see an exclamation point at the end of what is written, but you don't hear it. You don't feel it. It's not affecting you the same way. And that's why you want to call people. Don't just text somebody. Don't just email somebody. They have to hear your energy and they have to hear your excitement. Okay, so now that we've brought that together into our conversation, let me do this the way I do this with the same words I just gave you, but I'm going to do it as if I was calling. Let me call my wife. Let's say that we're like when I call my wife, all right? And let's say we're not married, but I'm going to call her. Her name's Eileen. Hey, Eileen. Hey, it's Matthew. Hey, what's going on, Matthew? Oh, not a whole lot. Hey, listen, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine. He's a top executive for a company that went through a lot of growth right now, and he's asked me if I knew anyone who's looking for a significant income this year. And I thought of you. You know, I even know if he'd be open to the idea or not, but I'll get you more information. If you like it, cool. If not, no big deal. And then shut up. Be quiet right there to hear what your prospect is going to say. Notice, first off, they're going to hear the excitement in my voice because I raised it quite several notches above how I have been talking through this training so far. And that's how you want to call people. Now, listen, if your energy is already level 10, raise it a couple notches. If your energy level is at level 2, don't go for 10. Go for 4, right? The fact that you raise the level of intensity in that conversation, that's going to, as higher than you normally would have, that will speak very strongly to your prospect, very, very strongly, because they're going to say, wait, something's up. You know, something's up. Most people don't go through life excited, by the way. They're going through it. They go with the damn recording. This is Monday. So, you know, this is sad to talk about it, but the number one day for suicides is Monday. All right. And there's a reason for that. I don't hate jobs. I just hate what they can do to people, unfortunately, or even businesses can do this to people too, of creating this negativity in their life, this burden in their life. And so as network marketers, we've got the freedom and the power to actually help people get out of that. We've got to be excited about that. If you're calling somebody up and you're sounding like, you know, let's say there's a really, really hot club that you're going to go to, if you're into parties, or maybe an amazing movie, or let's say you're single and you met someone incredible, all right, and that you're really attracted to, and you're calling your friend to talk about it. Now, how would you call your friend to say, hey, I just met this really amazing girl? Hey, bro, what's going on? Yeah, dude, I just met this really hot girl. Oh, yeah, dude, she's totally, just this is level 10, like totally awesome. She's just, yeah, she's what I need. Like, you wouldn't call like that, would you? Like, dude, I just, man, bro, this weekend, oh my goodness. Dude, this girl, when I say, you know, you can't even get the words out, but you're so excited. No matter what you're saying, the person on the other end of the phone is hearing the excitement from you. That's what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, when I talk about calling people with excitement. Excitement moves people. Energy moves people. So use that in the words. If you just take the scripts I've been giving you, you're going to get some success because the words are so powerful. But words have power when you use them this way too. All right, so let's run that back again. First scenario I gave you was how to talk to someone who you look up to. Now I'm talking about how to talk to your family and friends, people close to you, right? Your very closest friends. This is using the indirect approach. Hey, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine who's a top executive for a company that's going through a lot of growth right now. And he or she, all right, I'll tell you how to play that off, asked me if I knew anyone who's looking to make a significant income this year. And I thought of you. I don't even know if you'd be open to the idea or not, but I'll get you more information. If you like it, cool. If not, no big deal. Now, the cool thing about this is that you're putting a third party. So you're referring to someone else, all right? I talked about the trust-respect triangle. Now, that's you're going to be referring to basically your upline. Or if you don't have one that you're working closely with, then you can refer to me, all right? I'm giving you permission. I'm a top executive for a company going through a lot of growth, and I'm asking you, who do you know is looking to make a significant income right now? So who do you know, all right? Call that person, use that script with them, all right? And very, very, very effective. Also, because it's not overpowering. You're not calling them up saying, hey, take a look at this business opportunity or anything like that. It's really just very straight to the point and, you know, looking to make a significant income this year. And I thought of you. Now, notice how I said that part, how I thought of you. Let me run it by, and I want you to listen to the music in the way I'm saying this. Hey, listen, I'm calling Eileen. Eileen, hey, it's Matthew. Hey, Matthew, what's going on? Hey, listen, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine who's a top executive for a company that's going through a lot of growth right now, and he asked if I knew anyone who's looking to make a significant income this year. And I thought of you. I don't even know if he'd be open to the idea or not, but let me get you more information. If you like it, cool. If not, no big deal. Notice when I say, I thought of you, I said it very, very short and very fast. And I thought of you. Like, this whole thing is about you. The whole conversation, the whole point is about you. I thought of you. I paid them a compliment in that by using and saying it that way. Very, very, very powerful. And I also say at the end of it, if you like it, cool. If not, no big deal. So there's no pressure on that relationship. Very powerful. Now, there's also a direct approach. And this is going to be with someone that maybe you are on the same level with you, but is not necessarily that close to you. All right. And you know who that's going to be. Maybe it's an acquaintance. Maybe it's going to be a classmate. It's someone who you're not spending all hours of the day with, or that you don't talk to on a regular basis, for example. All right. We all have that inner close circle of friends. And I just talked to how to communicate with that with the indirect approach. Now I'm talking about probably the larger group of people that you know that are just not as close as those others, right? So you can use a more direct approach with them. And so here's what you're going to say. I'll call Eileen again. Hey, Eileen, it's Matthew. Hey, listen, I'm in the process of expanding a business right now, and I'm looking for a go-getter type, you know, someone who wouldn't be opposed to making a couple extra $1,000 a month. This is still, by the way, this is still an indirect approach. Who do you know like that? It's still indirect. Now, what you can also do is make it a direct approach, all right? You can say, I thought of you, all right? So I'm going to run this back again so it doesn't get too confusing, all right? But there's two different ways you can play this. And also, just so you know, with each of these, all the scripts that we're giving to you, they're all going to be part of your language of the business, really worksheets, since you have all the scripts in place that you can actually follow along with those as well. But I'm just running you through these right now so you can hear, because I want you to hear how I'm saying it as well as what to say, all right? So with this person, you're going to have the indirect and direct approach. This is the combination. And you can use this however you want to use this with them. Where it's someone that I'm not as close with, I tend to be pretty direct with them. But you can use whatever works best for you. But here's what the words are again. Hey, listen, I'm in the process of expanding a business in the area, and I'm looking for a go-getter type. You know, someone who wouldn't be opposed to a couple extra $1,000 a month. And I thought of you. You know, I even know if you'd be open to the idea or not, but let me get you more information. If you like it, cool. If not, no big deal. All right. Notice that I took basically the previous phrase or the previous script that I walked you through with people that are really close to you, and I just tweaked it. So now it's about me talking. I'm talking to them. I'm expanding a business, not my friend, not a top executive. I'm expanding a business. But now you can use the indirect approach and ask them for a referral. All right. And this is so powerful because with people who listen to what you just said, the ones that are interested, they'll tell you that they're interested. They'll tell you, even though you're actually, you know, talking about somebody else, you know, and saying, hey, you know, I'm asking for a referral, basically. If they're interested in what you had to say, which I'm going to share with you in a second, then they'll tell you, all right? Yeah, me, that sounds good. That's me. If they don't say that's them, they might think and actually give you a referral to someone who's really, really sharp, who's a go-getter, who's looking to make a couple extra $1,000 a month, all right? So let's run this back. So now this is the indirect approach where you're going to call that same person up and say, hey, listen, hey, Eileen, it's Matthew. Hey, Matthew, what's going on? Hey, listen, I'm in the process of expanding a business in the area, and I'm looking for a go-getter type. You know, someone who wouldn't be opposed to making a couple extra $1,000 a month. Do you know someone like that? All right, notice how simple that was. Just asking for directions to a motivated person's house. Basically what that came down to. Very, very simple, very straightforward. But also my prospect or the person at the other end of that phone conversation is going to think, yeah, me. I'm a go-getter. I'm a go-getter. You know, I'm open to a couple extra grand a month. Yeah. And you know, so the very, very powerful, that's the indirect approach. The one I gave you before, that's the direct approach. And in your worksheet, you can see them dictated out there. If you lose track or if I get confused about which the different terms are, I'm not worried so much about the terms as I am about what the words are and how you use them. All right. So that's going to be for someone that you're on the same level with. That's also when you use the direct approach, that same direct approach is what you're going to use with someone who's actually looks up to you, who you know you have influence over. Use the same approach with them. They're going to feel really good that you thought of them, first of all. They're going to be really excited that you thought about them. You'll find that. Oh, me? Wow, you thought of me? Oh, that's great. I'm excited because they look up to you. The same way you look up to someone, to other people, if they were to call you with an opportunity or something like that, you'd probably pay attention to too because they have some influence on you. Does that make sense? So now with the person who looks up to you, you can still use the same approach I just gave you, which is the direct approach now. Say, hey, Eileen. Hey, Matthew, what's going on? Hey, listen, I'm in the process of expanding my business right now, and I'm looking for a go-getter type, you know, someone who wouldn't be opposed to a couple extra $1,000 a month. And I thought of you. You know, I didn't even know if it'd be open to the idea or not, but I'll get you more information. If you like it, cool. If not, no big deal. Powerful, powerful, powerful language that you can use every single day with people. You can use this out and about when you're walking down the street. You can ask someone, let's use the indirect approach again. Say, listen, hey, excuse me, could you help me? Hey, listen, I'm in the process of expanding my business in the area. I'm looking for a go-getter type. You know, someone who wouldn't be opposed to making a couple extra grand a month. Do you know someone like that? You can do that with people. You can do that out and about when you meet someone sharp at a restaurant or something like that, as you built that rapport with people. Very, very powerful, powerful, powerful language to use with people. Now, we're not done yet, all right? And you can definitely reference these scripts in the worksheet that goes along with this training so that you can actually start to go through them. If I went through them really fast, you can read them along there. But my main focus here was trying to give you an idea of the energy and intensity that I'm putting into these words and where I'm punctuating the points, because that's really what people react to, is how you say it as much as what you're saying. Okay, now, one other piece to really point out here. At the very end of this program, we're going to be talking about closing, about how to actually get someone to say yes and join your business, sign up, pay their money, all that kind of stuff. Now, the closing segment, a lot of people think that that's the only time that you're actually closing people, that you're actually getting someone to make a decision, all right? And that's not the case at all. The entire process, you should be focused on closing. You should be focused on getting that person to say yes, to move to the next step. All the way through the invitation process is a series of mini closes. We're going to talk more about that in segment 4 when we talk about closing. But I want you to start to get familiar with this concept right now. As you're talking to people, as you're setting the appointments, all right, you're going to use the scripts I just gave you. You're then going to send them to a tool. If they say that they are interested, I use my website, my company website, as a presentation on it. Very effective. People see that presentation, get excited about the business, or they get an idea if the products are for them or not. And when we talk about the follow-up, we'll talk about how to follow up with them effectively. But you want to take that conversation I just had with all my make-believe prospects and the scripts I'm just giving you. Now have that conversation, and then as soon as they show that they're interested, do not explain what your business is about over the phone. That's not what you want to do now. Now is not the time to try and sell them on your opportunity. Now is the time to invite them. You just invited them. Now you have to get them to what you invited them to. And I like using tools. I definitely recommend that you use tools. If you look at any of the major, massive network marketing organizations, they are built on tools. Third-party tools like a video, a conference call, a magazine, a product sample, you know, a live event, home event, in-home event, webinar, all these different tools where now there's a system doing the presentation, not just you blabbing off of the mouth, all right? So when we talk about the language of the business, it's specifically around moving people from exposure to exposure to exposure. And when you're doing that, as you move people through this exposure process, you're doing what we call mini closes. Because you're checking their temperature, you're getting them excited about the next step. You're basically getting them to move from one step to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. You want to be focused on that. Don't just think about, let me get this person to sign up. Think about, let me get this person to the next step. That's what I mean when I talk about mini closes. That's probably the best way to put that. Think about getting someone from being a name on your piece of paper to going through this invitation process, to seeing your presentation, to you following up, to overcoming whatever objections they have to getting them to the close. The sequence of events is what you're moving people through. So that's why I call them mini closes. That's kind of the stages that you're going to be talking with people. Does that make sense? Very powerful stuff, guys. We're going to wrap up right now, and I'm going to give you an assignment. We've talked about a whole lot, and just we've packed a lot into just this first session. Packed a lot into it. There's more to come. But you have an assignment. I told you at the beginning, I don't want this to be something where you're just listening passively. I want you to be actively engaged in this. Remember, we're chasing mastery here. You don't master something by listening to it 10,000 times. You master something by doing it correctly 10,000 times. And even if you don't do it correctly at the beginning, right, you now would see that you correct it, all right? So I want you to start having that experience in your business. So you've got your worksheet that's accompanying this. It's something you can print off and has the scripts that I just gave to you, all right? And I want you to start practicing these words. Memorize them. I don't want you to even think about listening to audio 2 until you've had a chance to look through these scripts, say them several times. And for those of you that are really serious, I want you to actually record yourself doing this. You can actually use your smartphone. If you're saying, how do I record nowadays? Get an app. There's an app for that. Download an app on your smartphone, your iPad, your computer, whatever. And just record yourself saying these words several times. Just say them over and over again. Have the conversation with your spouse, significant other, a friend, and try this with them and practice this stuff. Practice it. It'll make a massive difference in your confidence and in the results that you get. And when you've started to do that, then you're ready to go into the next step. And also, more importantly, start implementing that in your business. Think of some people you can call today and use these exact scripts with them. That's practice 2, all right? And you'll be blown away by the results. And yes, after that first call, first couple calls, you'll be a pro at this. And so I look forward to seeing you in our audio 2, where we talk about effectively following up with people, where the real money in the business is in the follow-up, and how to do that like a master, like a pro. I'll see you there. Until we talk again, my challenge to you, my friends, is that you dream, then find a way. God bless.